Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome my colleague, Tunku Varadarajan. Tunku is at the American Enterprise Institute. He also writes frequently as a contributor to the Wall Street Journal and the New York University's Law School's Classical Liberal Institute. He's writing most movingly of his experience these days when we hear the reporting from the subcontinent, from India, of the pandemic. A pandemic that is sweeping through a population that is difficult to see because in Delhi you have reporting, but in the countryside I read, we do not. And as of right now, it's too scattered. All we have is anecdotes. But Tunku's writing about how it is to be here as an immigrant in connection with there where his family lives. First, the scale of it. Can you help my audience understand what's happening in India, why it was a surprise, and what can be done? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The scale, my God, the scale. This is all about scale, but not just about scale. First, the numbers of infection, of infected people. Remember, these are numbers that are coming out of an India that, even in the best of times, plays fast and loose with figures. Official figures are notoriously unreliable. And now, you know, in a time of pandemic, you know, counting has become a very difficult business to pull off. And so the best figures we have are combinations of counting and approximation. And it seems like something like 300,000 people are getting sick with COVID every day. Now we have to put a giant asterisk against that number because it clearly is only a fraction of the real number, and about 3,000 to 3,500 are dying every day, and these are the numbers that I have based on reports from Delhi, which is the capital of the country and therefore the best scrutinized and best reported part of India. So you can only imagine what things are like out in the countryside where. There is no healthcare and there is no reporting. And so that's the deadliest combination of all at a time of COVID, no healthcare and no reporting. India is going through a gigantic crisis, one that, it has to be said, has been magnified by some atrocious administration and governance, John.
Your mother is safe for the moment, you report, and your sister and her family are safe for the moment because they're isolating and they have food security. Your brother, however, an editor, is sending his team out every day to report on this. They're gravely at risk. They certainly know this, don't they, Tunku?
I think a lot of people in India are going about trying to do what they have to do. Essential services carry on to the best of the abilities of the people carrying them out. My brother runs a news publication called The Wire, which is an online news magazine, and his journalists go out. They take precautions. They wear masks, double masks, and keep their distance, but they have to talk to people. And they have to report on what they see around them, and what they see around them is ghastly. My mother, thank you for mentioning this and asking, is fine. She's by herself. She's 82 years old and I hope I haven't overstated her age. She's, beg your pardon, mother, you're 79. And she lives by herself in Delhi. Food security is not a problem for most people. People have taken precautions. My family is upper middle class, comfortable, some might even say wealthy by Indian standards. So they're fine. It's the people who are not able to isolate that I worry about. You know, we're used in America when things like this happen to isolate and to distance. So people move into their homes where people live one person per room, and if they're couples, they share a bedroom. But in India, we're talking about a country where entire families, you know, of seven or eight people share a room or two rooms. So the notion of distancing is outlandish. It's impossible. You know, if one member of this family that lives six to a room has COVID and the others don't, what should they do? Should the person who has COVID occupy the room all by himself? Where will the others go? And so you have an immense logistical problem that's born of decades of underdevelopment and poverty, compounded by present day epidemiological catastrophe.
What we also observe in your writing is that you are thinking about India all the time. This is the experience of an immigrant who's aware there's a catastrophe going back home. How is that to have a double mind, be here in America and be in India at the same time? What's the experience?
Oh, it's distressing. You know, we, in previous generations of immigrants to this country, you left. Well, you know, when you set sail from Ireland in the 1880s and you came to the United States, you left Sicily in the early 1900s and came to Brooklyn. You left Sicily behind. You left Ireland behind. Yes, you retained a cultural connection, a vestigial interest that dwindled over the years. You know, America was also a different place. You were encouraged actively to discard your Irishness or your Italianness and become American. You retain the more folkloric aspects of your Irishness and your Italianness, but people pressed you hard to become American and remake yourself. America doesn't make those demands anymore, for better or for worse, and no one has ever pressed me to be less Indian than I am. And so I'm able to live in America and be American, but also live in America as an Indian and be Indian. And so, which is normally a pleasant situation to be in. I have the best of both worlds, the best of two wonderful cultures. But when the land of my birth is in a state of catastrophic crisis, it is, it is anguishing. It's distressing. That my people I know and love, the woman who gave birth to me, my siblings, they're all, you know, facing life-threatening risk and danger. And here I am in Brooklyn, double vaccinated, safe and distanced, wondering what I can do for them, and there is nothing I can do for them.
How is the reporting, Tunku? You're consuming it voraciously. My experience with India is that it has a wide open press, and everything is reported there first that's coming this way because of the hours. Is the reporting continuing transparent?
Yeah, the reporting is extensive, cacophonous. Jostling, combative. There's reporting from the left. There's reporting from the right. There's reporting from the middle. India is a disputatious, argumentative place. It's a place full of politics. It's a place full of caste and conflict and class, and full of news consumers, people who love the news and are voracious consumers of the news. And there's no shortage of it now. And from multiple sources, some pro-government, which are saying that it's not the government's fault, some anti-government saying that it is all the government's fault. It's a question of digesting it all and making up your own mind and saying, okay, what is the truth behind all of this? I think all the neutral news organizations, of which there are many, fine newspapers and publications in India, have come to the conclusion that the government was terribly lax. They had a major lockdown last year when COVID first arrived, one of the most draconian lockdowns in the world, and appeared to have curbed the spread of COVID much more successfully than many other comparable places, particularly given India's demographics and lack of resources. But it seems that having curbed the first wave, or having come to believe that they had curbed the first wave, they became complacent and they opened up much too quickly and much too soon. And of course, what we had were some elections in states for state assemblies, which had campaigning and rallies and, and then a couple of extremely populous and large crowded religious gatherings. There's one that happens called the Kumbh Mela, which is the Kumbh Fair, which is a Hindu festival of great import, in which tens and tens of thousands of devotees descend on a river and have holy ablutions, and all in jostling proximity. And this Kumbh Mela was apparently the super spreader of the century. I mean, people descended in their tens of thousands on this one place from all over India, bathed together in the river, you know, and were literally inches away from each other at all times, unmasked, and then went back to the places whence they came, taking with them whatever it is that they caught when they were all together. And so we now have people taking the disease back to distant parts of India, where it's taking root, it's seeding itself in unprotected and unreported parts of the country, the results of which will become apparent in the weeks and months to come. And the country is also infrastructurally crippled. It's bad at the worst of times. It has terrible hospital facilities, not enough hospital beds, very few doctors per 1,000 of population. I wish I had the figures, but you know they're grotesquely low. Primary health care has been neglected by successive generations of Indian governments, whether of the left or the right. And we now have a completely unprotected population living by its wits and dying by its wits.
Tanku Varadarajan, a journal contributor, a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, as well as the New York University's Law School's Classical Liberal Institute. I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.